Hello and welcome to Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. Today we're in Romans 6, and before we go there, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, I thank you for today. I'm grateful for who you are, the creator of all, and you care about me. You care about us. You know us. You know the ever fewer hairs on our head. And Lord, we're just so grateful for that. It's amazing. And Lord, I pray as we read today that our hearts and our minds would truly be open to you. Holy Spirit, that you would guide us, that you would minister to us. Help us to understand the truth of what is in these words. And I pray you would speak to us, and it would be you we hear. There would be nothing from me, but everything from you. So, Lord, I come before you just lifting up this time, lifting up these words, and praying for your guidance, asking for your insight and your wisdom. And most of all, I pray for your understanding of how to love you completely, how to trust you completely, how to be truly your child who says, Abba, Father, not just when times are hard, but when they're good and throughout the day. So, Lord, I pray that we would hear your voice and we would love our neighbor as ourselves. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, we make a shift. Paul makes a shift from the intellectual, really, about the justification and the evidence of why we're considered righteous, versus now, how do you live it? You know, the practical ramifications of being justified, but of being saved by grace. And this happens to be the part I always struggle with. I'm decent with understanding the intellectual part, that, you know, God adopted us through Jesus's gift and sacrifice cleanses us. But then actually putting it into practice and living it is where I struggle. There's times where I feel like I've been missing something. Why do I not love the way that I should? Why do I not love people the way that I should? Why do I not see things? Why don't I have the faith of a mustard seed to do things? And I struggle with that at times. And that's the hard part for me. Is okay, now putting it into practice, going from head to heart. So let's go ahead and read chapter 6 and see what Paul says. Verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of you, or all of us, who were baptized in Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, basically, we go from, it's interesting when Paul does this, he shares with us that we died with Christ, we were crucified with him, and raised again, therefore we're dead to sin. But we allow sin to still be in our life. And you can only serve one master, you can't serve two. And he talks about those things that embarrassed us or humiliated us that we used to do when we were in our wickedness, the impurities. But if we focus on Jesus, as we focus on Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we submit to the Holy Spirit more, we will ultimately, at the end of the day, be closer and walk more with Christ and with God. I think about the verse from Matthew 11, verses 22 through 30, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He didn't say you have to do the following 10 things. Jesus didn't say that you have to go and memorize every book of the Bible, every word in the Bible. He said, "Come to me and learn from me." When you read Jesus' life, you realize that he's incredibly gentle, kind, and he doesn't turn people away. He doesn't demand out of people. When he was on the cross, he said, "Forgive them, Father." He didn't say these people deserve to be burned in hell. Jesus is kind and full of love. If we submit and we accept that yoke and we open ourselves to his learning, to his teaching, then the reality is he'll teach us and he'll guide us, and we'll have his yoke upon us, which is easy and light. So often I get to the point where I'm, how I must not have really died to Christ or died on the cross, because I still want to do, or I still do all these things, and I need to stop it. I have to stop it. Well, that's all me trying to do it. It's me trying to stop. That's not what Christ is saying. He didn't say that to the man on the cross next to him, who said, "Remember me." And he said, "Okay, you'll be in paradise with me. You'll be in my home today." So there's so much to accepting Jesus's gift versus earning it. And that's where I struggle, because I feel like I have to be better. I have to be good. I have to do it, though, instead of trusting in him. But remembering that I already have been crucified and died to sin, it's whether or not I allow that to actually occur through the power of Christ, or I try to do it through the power of me. And with that, let's go back to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your word and opening our hearts and our minds. And Lord, I pray that people would hear what your Holy Spirit wants them to hear. If there's foolishness from me in this today, I ask that you would just remove it. Help them not to hear it. But that they would hear your words and your voice. That we would walk with you and talk with you. And understand what it means to love you with our whole being. So we can love our neighbors, ourselves. I thank you, Lord. You're a gracious and kind God. I just pray that you would walk with us today and that we would learn from you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. I hope you have a great day.